Right now, talking a little NBA, Jay's Frederick joins us, covers the Timberwolves for the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. Jace, hope you're doing well.
Hey, Steve, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, good. Trae Young, man, unbelievable.
Amazing. That's what he's been this whole playoffs. I feel like he's like, he's really risen up in the ranks of just where you would put him. Like, I don't know where you would have put him just among like NBA player ranks prior to these playoffs, but what he's done, how he's elevated this team, how he's elevated his teammates, how they've rallied around him, and just phenomenal performance one night after another. Like, nobody pegged the Hawks to get this far. Hardly anybody pegged them to get by the Knicks. But he's just been so tremendous that he's kind of lifted himself to new heights, and I think nobody will really look at him the same after this playoff run, whenever it ends.
Yeah, 48-7-11, three rebounds shy of the triple-double in a Game 1 win over the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis, pretty good night. He was an assist shy of the triple-double, 34-12-9, a terrific Game 1 in the East. But you bring it up, Atlanta was one of the dregs of the NBA not that long ago, and here they are three wins away from the finals.
Steve, I remember the Wolves played the Hawks on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and they lost. The Wolves lost, and both teams were pretty beat up. But I remember after that loss, I was like, oof, that is a bad loss. Atlanta is a bad team.
Yeah.
And now you look at where the Hawks are now, it's really what Nate McMillan has done since taking over as head coach, and the way that team has kind of rallied around him. He's just been a stabilizing force. And you look at their team now, and it's like, yeah, of course they're good. You know, Trae Young has been out of this world, and, you know, John Collins has been really good. Clint Capella has been excellent for them. Like, you know, Kevin Herter was massive at points in that Philadelphia series. Like, they have a good team. Lou Williams is a good bench player. They have a lot of pieces, and they just kind of needed Trae Young to be that guiding star, and that's exactly what he's been. What's been interesting is, like, you know, we're so quick to grade trades, and we looked back at that Trae Young, Luka Doncic deal, and I think at the end of last year, everybody would have said, well, Atlanta got smoked in that deal. But now you look at it, and it's like Trae Young is doing what Luka has yet to do. And you could say Trae has a better supporting cast, but it's not like Trae is playing with any other all-stars or anything. And what he has done, like, you've got to put him like right in that tier, I would think, at this point.
Yeah, it is. And Chris Tubbs brought it up earlier. We talked a lot about this playoff and where it stands right now. And my argument is, this is great for the NBA. I'm not hating on the Brooklyn Nets or the L.A. Lakers and the beat-up L.A. Clippers right now, who are in big trouble against the Phoenix Suns. Kawhi Leonard won't play in Game 3. More on that series in a moment. But my point being is, I think this is really good for the league, that a team like Atlanta gets a stellar performance out of Trae Young, and you got the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis, and we all know how great he is. This is great theater. This is really good for the league.
Trae Young, I remember when he was just in his freshman year at Oklahoma, he was the guy where you had to turn on the TV and see what he was doing. The NCAA tournament was like, I better watch Oklahoma and see what Trae Young's going to do. He's that guy in the NBA, too. Like, the things he can do, the range he has, the way he plays, the swagger he has, like, that draws in. I guarantee you Trae Young is the favorite player of a lot of young kids right now. Just because of, it's like his play is electric, his personality is electric. Like, people are drawn to him. Like, he is a young rising star in this league. He will be probably one of, you know, the top five favorite players of fans in the league for years to come. And we're also, like, on top of that, on top of getting to build on, like, Trae Young's star and seeing him bring Atlanta to new heights they haven't been to in a long time, we're just getting great games every night. And, yes, it was great when LeBron and Steph were meeting in the finals every year, but that often felt like a foregone conclusion. So, yes, it was great when those guys played in the finals, but, like, the Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals, the semifinals, they weren't that entertaining. This is, like, that Suns-Clippers game last night was phenomenal. That ending was unbelievable. This game tonight was phenomenal. Like, we're getting great game after great game on top of seeing, like, this new blood, fresh faces, both in terms of players and teams.
And there's got to be a lot of heat on Giannis at this point because he's such a great player and the Bucks have put together good seasons. But it's time for him to take the next step, and he's got to be thinking, am I going to get to the finals? Am I going to win a ring? That's got to be in the back, especially after tonight's loss to Atlanta in Game 1. Even more heat on the Bucks.
Yeah, and I think it's a two-way street, right? Like, there's heat on Giannis. for like his own personal legacy, and there's heat on Milwaukee to be like, have you built a good enough team around Giannis? Because there's always that pressure on the teams with the superstar on it, as much with the superstar to perform in his own right. And Giannis has done that. I mean, he at the end of the Brooklyn series, he was phenomenal. And he was really good tonight as well. I think the problem for Milwaukee tonight was it was a really off night for Chris Middleton. I think like 6 for 23 from the field. And frankly, like the team kind of goes as Chris Middleton goes, because Giannis, you know what you're going to get. And Middleton, when he's on, that offense is just about 10 times better. And I think tonight it was probably just a thing of Trae Young had like a historic evening and Chris Middleton was off. Like I would still pick Milwaukee to win the series, but you're right. If they don't, then yeah, that's another one where you look in the mirror and it's like everything lined up for Milwaukee this year. Everything has lined up perfectly in these playoffs for Milwaukee to not only get to the finals, but have a really good chance of winning it. And if not now, you look at the future of the league, maybe if there are more teams healthy next year, it's like, when? This is like the big opportunity for Milwaukee. It's the big opportunity for Giannis, and it's on them to take it. And I'm sure Atlanta feels the exact same way, but I think the Bucks and Bucks fans have to be thinking, like, if we're going to win a title, it is this season. Like, it's time to perform. I think Giannis will continue to play really well and put his team in a great position to do so. But if not, then there will be a lot of fingers pointing at him.
Yeah, that was the storyline a year ago. Out west, the LA Clippers in trouble. Kawhi Leonard will not play in Game 3. Chris Paul will return. Phoenix in good shape, though. And this is another great story because it wasn't that long ago Phoenix was a bottom feeder in the NBA's Western Conference. They were trying to find their way, but boy, they have arrived on the scene, and they're solid. I mean, they've got just about everything you need.
Yeah, I remember, I mean, before the bubble last year, you would have thought of Phoenix as like, yeah, they've got Devin Booker, they've got some nice young pieces, but they're still a long ways away. It felt like if you would have said they're title contenders the next year, everybody would have thought you're crazy. Right. Then they go 8-0 in the bubble, and it's like, okay, yeah, that's probably a playoff team next year. But Chris Paul coming in has made just a massive difference, I think, just in terms of, like, expectations, belief, just that experience, what that can do for you, like, setting the standard for your team. And I think everybody else has done a great job kind of taking hold of that. I think Chris Paul has done a great job, has meant a lot for, like, the maturation of Devin Booker, who obviously was an all-star even last year and has just slowly been coming along and maturing into this great guard that he is. DeAndre Ayton, it matters a lot when you add a guy like Paul who has championship expectations and standards, and everybody else can kind of fall in line with that. We've seen that with Chris Paul and what he did in Oklahoma City. We saw that, you know, like obviously Chris Paul in Houston was very successful as well. He's had a big impact, but it's been cool to see them now succeed and kind of spread their wings without Paul in these first two games.
Right.
And they're in phenomenal shape. Like, I would be stunned if Kawhi Leonard plays in this series, kind of no matter how long it goes. And you just look at the Clippers, if they didn't steal game two last night, and Chris Paul now comes back, and the Clippers are in an 0-2 hole, it's really hard to see a path to victory for LA in this one.
Yeah, and Kawhi Leonard, you know, still top five player. You know, you can kind of argue 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and without him there, you just really don't see a scenario. And the thing about Paul, and you brought it up, in the skill, but, you know, the ability to be an agitator and kind of take a lot of the attention, if you will, from the other team, probably takes a lot of heat off some of these younger guys that they can just go out and play. And, you know, Paul kind of take the glare, if you will, and get a lot of the attention and a lot of the ire of the other team that it frees up everybody else.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point, especially in the playoffs. Like, for young guys, for guys like Ayton and Booker and Bridges and, you know, all these guys who are, like, playing in their first playoff series in the NBA, first playoff season. Obviously, they're in their third series now, but the first postseason is different for a lot of guys. Like, it takes them a while to adjust to the series aspect, playing the same team over and over again, game plan adjustments, just kind of the intensity and I guess, rivalry that builds throughout a series. And that catches a lot of guys by surprise, and it's hard for them to adjust to that. And I think that's what's been so impressive about what Trae Young has done in Atlanta. But Devin Booker, Ayton, like, they have Chris Paul kind of leading the way, kind of, as you said, being like the agitator, kind of being the guy who, like, is the vocal leader, the guy who's getting into it with the other team, getting into it, you know, like, being vocal with the officials, those types of things. And it takes a lot of pressure, I think, off of guys like Booker and Ayton and all the young pieces in Phoenix. And just having that veteran presence, you see how much that means to a young team. Like, all respect to Ayton, Booker, everything Phoenix has. Without Chris Paul, like, they were maybe a playoff team this year, and that's about it. But you just see, like, adding a great veteran point guard, the value that has on a team, not only during the regular season, earning that number two seed in the West, but just the leadership and what that's meant to them kind of carving through these playoffs.
Well, Jay, it's always great. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Jace Frederick, Pioneer Press, covers the Timberwolves, online at TwinCities.com.